Diplomatic efforts continue on Jack Callahan, Fox News, trying to coax Russia to step back from the brink of a possible invasion of Ukraine against a purported midweek deadline.
Senior Ukrainian officials are walking back this stark warning from President Zelensky after his words sent markets tumbling.
We are told that February 16th will be the day of attack.
Ukrainian officials are saying the president was being ironic and sarcastic. While the U.S. says it is sharing intelligence with Ukraine in real time, both the Pentagon and State Department denied Putin has decided to invade on Wednesday.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich, Russia's foreign minister, saying the possibilities for talks haven't yet been exhausted. And Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says there is still time for Putin to step back. After a briefing for Senate leadership Monday from the National Security Advisor, the Senate has passed a resolution supporting Ukraine's independence, but stopped short of imposing sanctions on Russia. Even as jury deliberations continue, a federal judge says he will throw out Sarah Palin's defamation suit against the New York Times.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin sued the New York Times for defamation for an editorial in 2017 that incorrectly linked her to the shooting of Congresswoman Gabby Giffords in 2011. The editorial said Giffords' Arizona district had been one of 20 singled out on a map circulated by Ms. Palin's PAC underneath digitized crosshairs, and that this was connected to the shooting. But the New York Times later corrected that to say there was no evidence the shooter ever saw this map. The judge announced the decision to dismiss the case while jurors were deliberating, but said he would let the jury reach a verdict, as whatever decision jurors reach could be of value to an appeals court, saying he suspects his decision will be appealed.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Wall Street Monday, the Dow lost 171 points, the S&P 500 dropped 17, NASDAQ closing nearly flat. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoking emergency powers to try and put down the truckers' protest against vaccine mandates.
Trucks will soon be towed and even ticketed, and the Prime Minister warning that those truckers who don't leave could even have their bank accounts frozen if they don't go home.
The federal government has invoked the Emergencies Act to supplement provincial and territorial capacity to address the blockades and occupations.
That announcement coming as the Freedom Convoy has taken over Canada's capital.
Freedom!
400 semi-trucks lined up in front of Parliament. Protesters in Ottawa say they're just getting started, even as the Canadian government threatens the group with fines and jail time.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Ottawa. Washington, D.C.'s Mayor Muriel Bowser announcing Monday the district's mask mandate will be allowed to expire in 2 weeks from now. The United States asking Honduras to extradite its former president, Juan Orlando Hernandez, to face unspecified charges in the U.S. In past court filings, he's been implicated in his brother's drug trafficking trial. Critics claim his political rise was fueled by drug profits. SpaceX and a partnering billionaire announcing plans for three more privately funded manned space flights.
Tech and finance mogul Jared Isaacman, who paid for the SpaceX Inspiration 4 mission with amateur astronauts, is now footing the bill for three more missions called the Polaris Project, aimed at learning more about traveling farther away.
This program has been purposefully designed to advance long-duration spaceflight capabilities and guiding us towards the ultimate goal of facilitating Mars exploration.
The first of these flights, dubbed Polaris Dawn, is scheduled before the end of the year. The project's final mission will make use of SpaceX high-capacity Starship spacecraft.
Fox's Evan Brown. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.